SRN News. I'm John Scott. On the National Mall in Washington, D.C., earlier this afternoon.
I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for being part of history by being part of the March for Life.
That's Jeannie Mancini, the retiring president of the March for Life. During her remarks, she introduced her successor, Jenny Bradley Lichter, who was chosen as president-elect of the March for Life Education and Defense Fund in September of 2024. She will assume the office of president of the organization on February 1st, 2025. Jenny served as President Trump's first term as the deputy assistant to the president and as deputy director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He made the remark in North Carolina during a briefing of the months-long recovery from Hurricane Helene. He said FEMA has been a very big disappointment. His next stop will be out west to inspect fire-ravaged Southern California. Discount store chain Target is joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands, scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Senate begins hearings next week on Kash Patel's nomination for FBI director.
Patel held several national security roles during the first Trump administration. A vocal critic of what he sees as the weaponization of the Justice Department under President Biden, Patel has also said he would shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and, quote, reopen it the next day as a museum of the deep state. Patel is set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Bob Agner reporting.
Stocks remain lower, the Dow dropping 174 points, the NASDAQ composite 127 in the red. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle brewing in Montana.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would require members of the clergy to report to police any person who confesses to abusing a child. If it passes, the legislation would essentially lift the seal of confession in the Catholic Church, where traditionally anything one admits to in the confessional can never be revealed. The Supreme Court has already recognized a clergy exception in mandatory reporting laws, and legal action could be coming in Montana. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officers enforcing immigration laws will now be able to arrest illegal immigrants at locations such as churches and schools under new policies established by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says this action empowers the brave men and women in Customs and Border Patrol to enforce our immigration laws and catch criminal aliens. Churches and schools in liberal states are vowing to resist the new order. This is SRN News. An opposition leader calling on the West to reject the results of this coming weekend's presidential election in Belarus.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is calling Sunday's presidential vote in Belarus a farce and a fraud. The opposition leader in exile says Alexander Lukashenko has no intention of letting go of power and he won't allow mass protests to erupt again like in 2020. All the key opposition figures from those days are either in prison or in forced exile. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has told the BBC she's not calling on people inside the country to protest because it's too dangerous, but she does want Western allies to reject the results of Sunday's vote, step up the sanctions, and increase the pressure on Lukashenko.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Japan's central bank has raised its key interest rate to about half from 0.25%, noting that inflation is holding at a desirable target level in that country. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.